and I am super excited to be here today with you. I'm going to do a talk today about clearing entities and undesired spirit that has attached to us for either past karmic reasons or other reasons which are no longer beneficial to us anymore. So this is not to be confused with maybe reaching out and connecting to the spirit of a parent that you loved and getting a sense of like a warm hug from them from over on the other side. This is not to be confused with like if you have a dog that you loved and you wanted to reach out to their spirit on the other side. So what I'm talking about is quite different than that. And what I'm going to talk about is the sovereign nature of your being and the sovereign nature of your energy and how the planet is served best when you are whole and healed. Right? And it can seem like a lifelong journey, and maybe that's okay. So one of the things that we can do to have more health, healing, vitality, and life force is to remove entities from our space that are not being helpful to our own energy. So you might have a recognition of an entity that's glommed onto you if you do behaviors that are against your best self. If you have behaviors that you don't seem to be able to stop doing, even if you really super desire to stop doing them, that could be potentially, it could lead to there being entity energy. One of the uses I've done with this skill, a home had experienced some trauma. The occupants were a couple who were sick, and the husband decided to take his own life and his wife's. So they had terminal, he had a terminal illness, and at the same time, the home carried a lot of his chi and a lot of her chi, and it was all kind of stuck in the walls, and it made the home hard to sell. And so the real estate professional who was listing the home happened to know about me and contacted me for an energy clearing for the house. And so we walked through and I connected to the energy of the house and the energy of the people who had lived there. And we just did a conversation and we looked at what could be more peaceful for the home. And were they ready to move on? Were they ready to not be attached to that house anymore? And then there was some directions of actually clearing the home of the energy. So if you don't believe that entities can glom onto us and sort of take possession or put voices in our head, then that's okay. But this might not be your podcast. So if you do believe that we can interact with spirit and we can clear ourselves of undesirable attachments, then you're in the right podcast. So it's okay with me either way. I'm not a proving kind of person. I'm more of a let's see the results of our actions kind of person. So if you'd like to clear, let's just pretend that we're looking at clearing entities from getting the stomach area. I'm getting the third chakra. I don't know why. So I'm just going to trust that that would be a fun thing to take on during this episode of Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast with me, Erica Glessing. I forgot to say that. So let's just look at our third chakra, which is in the place of our solar plexus. And what I do, and it's not the same as what everyone else does, but what I do, I connect up to source and I connect to, for me, I ask for God's help, and then I connect to the celestials, I connect to all the galaxies. And then I connect earth energy up through the bottoms of my feet, and I allow earth energy to come up and nourish me. And then I connect to celestial, and I allow God in heaven to nourish me. And then I just, in my mind's eye, I picture that place in my body where I might possibly have an auric attachment. I might possibly have an occupant or someone who's gotten very comfortable being in my space, glomming my energy and vampiring my energy. And I just invite them to leave. I ask them to leave. I kind of command that they leave, but I don't think I'm using force. It's like any occupants or entities who are attached to my third chakra, be gone now. And then I invite golden light energy to come in and offer some healing. Now, there's different schools of thought about ridding oneself of entities. I like to just sort of say, get the F out, because it's not their place anymore to be here inside of me or forcing me, not forcing me, but being a negative force. With my life force. However, some people are really gentle and they show them the door, or they lead them to the light, or they lead them down into the earth. So there's different ways of approaching asking entities to leave. But just like there's different ways of breaking up with a boyfriend, and sometimes there might be different ways of breaking up with a girlfriend or a best friend, it's the same thing with asking the entity to leave. You can be very forceful and just say get out and no longer give them any of your life force. You can cut it quick like a band-aid that you pull off, and you can be more gentle and you can show them the light and show them to heaven. And I don't really have a specific this is the best way approach. I just look at each situation and then each person, and it needs to work for you. So whatever works for you is the right way for you to have your energy cleared. Does that make sense? Yay. I know, I looked up the term Ghostbusters, and it's a really popular term. It's like, who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters. So I'm able to perceive entities, and I generally ask any entities that are not helping and have the best interest of the highest self in mind to be gone, to rid themselves, to not have them be near my body, not have them be near my heart, not have them be near any part of me. And as I clean myself and clear myself, then I become more, I want to say almost more rational, even though it seems kind of woo-woo, because I'm able to function without unperceived forces that have possibly been influencing choices. So that sounds kind of interesting, right? So I just want to thank you for coming today. I really appreciate that you came. I'm super grateful that you're listening to the show. It's called Energy Clearing for Life Force. And I believe this is the 19th episode in 2019. So tell your friends about it. I'd love shares, and you can share the iTunes. I have lots of great reviews on iTunes, and I'm super thankful that you're here listening. You can also find out more about Energy Clearing for Life at the website energyclearingforlife.com. And I have some exciting events coming up, so feel free to go back and check and see what's happening.